This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 210. How to improve your reading score if you've hit a wall in three simple steps.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Is it impossible for you to increase your reading score? Today, get the three things you must do to get that score higher. Hey there, Jessica. How's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. I've got a new tattoo, so that's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Another one.
I forgot to tell you about that. Yeah. So that's I'm starting fantastic. My other forearm piece. So you know that wow. I'm really into comic books, right? So if our listeners yeah. have been tuning in for a while, they know that on my, well, I don't know if I said where it was, on my right forearm, I have a tattoo about the Stephen King's Dark Tower series because I love that series and it was made into a graphic novel. And so I have stuff from that on that arm. And then my other arm is going to be a character from the comic book Saga. Have you heard of Saga?
Okay. No, I haven't heard of that.
Oh my goodness. No. So we're actually talking about reading today on the podcast anyway. So this is, it's not unconnected to what we're talking about.
No. It ties in. Let's tie it in.
Totally. Yeah. So one of the things we're talking about today is like advice for people who are stuck in their reading. Just, you know, last week we talked about, yesterday we talked about seeing no improvement like overall, which is frustrating. But today we're focusing specifically on reading, just as one part of the test that is very frustrating for students. And one of the reasons why it's frustrating, and you probably hear this too, Lindsay, but sometimes students will come up to me and they're just like, I can't improve. I'm such a bad reader. I hate that phrase, bad reader.
That doesn't make sense. I hear that all the time.
And they're just like,
yeah, and this is such a, go ahead.
And they can't improve their reading score and they don't understand. And I'm like, well, what do you like reading? And they're like, I don't like reading. What does that even mean?
Doesn't make any sense at all. It's ridiculous. It's silly. Yeah, guys, we have to read. It can be a positive cycle, right? We start to read something we like and then we like reading more and then we read more because we like it, right? We can move in that direction.
Exactly. So, and it doesn't have to be what everyone else is reading. It doesn't have to be the new whatever Dan Brown novel. Is that does he still write? I don't know.
Yeah,
because I don't like those books.
Anyway. Writer, yeah.
It's just that example of like whatever you see in the bookshop window. Like you don't have to read that stuff. Right. I don't read that stuff. Lindsay doesn't read that stuff.
No, I don't. And I would imagine that if we are reading different things, then we have something to talk about on the speaking test, right?
Exactly.
We have ideas. And that's another common problem that we hear constantly. A lot of people say they don't have any ideas for speaking or writing. So those different, so it can all tie together. I love that idea.
Totally, because we talk about a culture of thinking on our show often, and Lindsay and I are such huge proponents of this idea, this culture of thinking. Yeah. Reading is how you do that, guys. I mean, listening to podcasts, watching movies, that's great. You get a lot of culture and a lot of language that way for sure, but nothing replaces reading. Nothing. You can't. It's its own thing. Mm. So find something you're interested in. So I like comic books. A 36-year-old woman with a – I'm a mom, and I still read comic books, and I love them. And I'm getting my son into comic books. You know, I'm totally making him into a dork, and I love it. So, Saga is amazing, you guys. It's sci-fi for sure. And it's about, mm-hmm. I'll just briefly.
okay.
It's about two like star-crossed lovers. So it has this romantic, side to the story too. But then of course there's also a lot of violence because it's a graphic novel, and there's just super cool aliens and they fly around in a tree. It's like a tree spaceship. Yeah. And so the girl on my arm, listeners, if you watch our YouTube channel, you know what my hair looks like. It's a very different sort of hairstyle. Anyways, this girl has my same hairstyle. And she has like wings and she's holding a baby in one hand and a gun in the other hand. And it looks like super cool. So that's what I'm getting on my arm.
That's awesome. It's awesome. I love it. And I think that we've talked about this before. I mean, the fact that you read sci-fi, Jessica, it's good not just for the specific ideas that you learn about in the novels and the books you read in the comic, but also the ability to be creative and come up with ideas spontaneously, right? Certain mm-hmm. genres can help us do that more than others. So,
totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, like Lindsay reads a lot of nonfiction, a lot of improvement mm-hmm. books and stuff that focuses yeah. on business and entrepreneurialism. That's a tough word.
Yeah, that's a good word.
And so she's going to be able to talk about so many topics that would come mm-hmm. up on the speaking part 3 and the writing task 2. She's going to have yeah. so many ideas for like definitely. Commerce, globalization, business, mm-hmm. travel, mm-hmm. culture. It all ties in.
It all ties in.
Yeah. yeah. So no matter just, what you're interested
know what
in,
we
guys.
Like.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Understand what we like, right? And just be mm-hmm. true to that, Jessica. Just go for that. Don't try to lie to ourselves. Don't try to fit into some mainstream box, right? That we, because we see the book on the New York Times bestsellers list, if it's not interesting, don't read it.
Yeah, I have no problem just stopping 5 pages into a book now. I used to not be able to do that. I had to finish a book if I started it. If I didn't, I felt guilty. But these days, there's not enough time. I'm not going to waste my time on something I don't like. And our listeners shouldn't either, especially when it's sort of in the path of their test practice. You want to make this test practice as motivating and fun as possible. So don't waste your time on boring stuff that you don't like, because yeah. it's, you know, you're not going to learn as much from it anyway. So yeah, definitely. Okay. So we have 3 steps today.
Okay. Yeah.
For getting past that reading score, for improving your reading score. So 1, find something you like reading. Guys, it could be comic books, and they're expensive. I get mine from the library. I don't pay for that stuff. It could be, you know, nonfiction. It could be poetry. It could, you know,
yep.
manga. I don't know. Like
short
anything.
Stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or newspapers, online journals. Like there's so many ideas, guys. So many possible things to read. Blogs. Follow someone, you know, follow their blog and read something they write every day. Like that could be really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you can link it into some kind of personal goal you have or some kind of thing yeah. you want to accomplish in your life, that makes totally. It even more interesting. So, guys, don't be afraid to just dig around and find something that you really connect with. If you're ready to make your story a success story, just like Nadia, Pedro, Florian, and Rodrigo, who reached their target scores and are now moving on with their life vision, you can get into our 3 Keys IELTS Success System to accomplish your goal. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. See you there.
Totally. Okay. So that's 1. Just okay. get into reading. Just
get into it.
I mean, there's no way you can improve your reading score if you don't read. That seems logical. Okay. So 2 is you do have to at some point also focus on the test strategies, guys. There is no way that you can go into the IELTS test without very specific strategies for tackling this stuff. Because, I mean, okay, every reading passage is between 700 and 1200 words, each reading passage. They get longer as they go along. They get harder. There's 3 passages. There are 40 questions that you have to answer. You only have an hour to do all this. That is not enough time to read every word and take your time finding the answer. That's impossible. No. You have to have these strategies up your sleeve, and there's no way that you can get those on your own. Like we talked about last week, yesterday, just going from website to website, just trying to find random steps. That's not going to work, guys. So, no. I mean, obviously, we're going to encourage you to check out our course, the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, because the reason why it's called 3 Keys is because we have boiled down every strategy into 3 simple steps. Everything from the most difficult yes, no, not given questions to headings, to multiple choice, to, you know, the easier ones like table completion, sentence completion. I show you how to tackle every question type using 3 simple steps. And they only vary slightly for these difficult ones like headings and true, false, not given. So you see these strategies. I show you how to do that. You practice on your own. And then I explain the answers and why they're the answers. And then we have 2 full practice tests on there at IELTS level with a 3rd practice test on the way. So, I mean, you have every opportunity to learn these strategies and use them.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, the fact that you've been in the IELTS field for so long, Jessica, is the reason that you were able to boil each part of the test down to 3 simple steps, right? So a teacher that has a superficial understanding of IELTS is going to make it complicated for their students, guys.
Exactly.
But Jessica has been doing this for, what, 13, 12 plus years, 10 years?
Yeah.
A lot of time. A lot of time,
you guys.
So,
as I said,
yeah,
I'm a 36-year-old mom. I've been working a lot of time. So it's mostly been an IELTS.
That's right. Yeah.
But it's true,
so
guys. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going. I think we have a delay today on Skype.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, listeners. We're doing our best. Okay. So, guys, if you're in a class and your teacher gives you 5 steps, gives you a strategy that involves 5 steps, 6 steps, this is too complicated. All right. It's too complicated. That teacher does not know what they're doing. I feel bad saying that, but it's true.
It's the nicest way to say it. Yeah.
Or if you're going online and you're looking at different websites, you know what? Honestly, guys, sometimes teachers just like to hear themselves talk. It's true. It's a thing. And, you know, the same goes with writing. Sometimes they just like to produce lots of material to make them it looks good. Be like, look how much I could write. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, you know, that sure, it makes them feel good, but it doesn't help the students. It doesn't help you guys. You're not getting the practice you need. If a teacher is spending all their time explaining stuff to you, where's your practice time? Like, what are you getting out of this? Yeah,
exactly. And that's a big key. So there has to be results behind any system, guys. So make sure you're asking those questions like, who has scored the 7 in this course, right?
Yeah.
What have your students been able to do? Yes, that's
exactly
the key question to ask. Look for those testimonials.
Yeah, you can see ours on our website, guys. These are amazing scores that students have gotten just sometimes from the 30-day plan, which is incredible.
Awesome.
And so the 3rd step, which I've already kind of hinted at, but the 3rd step is practice, practice, practice. You can't just watch a video lecture, do that 1 practice, and then look at the answers and move on. No, you need to do the practice test. You need to take these strategies and use them over and over and over again, because our goal is for you to feel confident and comfortable and relaxed on test day. I mean, that's why we make everything so simple for you guys. That's why we have these anti-anxiety lessons in our course to calm you down and make sure that you are in the right state of mind to practice at your best ability, because we want you guys to feel confident. So you can't just take like 1 lesson, like 1 and done. No, you need to practice these strategies over and over and over again. Cause although, as I said, they're simple and clear. Yes, but you still need to practice them. It doesn't mean they're easy, right? It's not it's not like magic.
No,
they're as easy as they can get. I'll tell you that, but you still need to practice.
And similar to what we talked about yesterday, Jessica, the mistake that a lot of students are making that we want to make sure you guys aren't making because you're too smart for that is skipping steps 1 and 2 and just going straight for the practice test and considering that your IELTS prep. And that's a big mistake. So guys, don't do that. Make sure you go through step 1, which is the overall reading, and step 2, the test strategies, and then move on to the practice. Yes.
Exactly. I mean, why waste your time and money? These Cambridge practice test books aren't cheap. No. Any of these things aren't cheap. And if you're using a free practice test, I would kind of question the validity of that. I mean, mm-hmm. if somebody produces material that is worthwhile, like in our course, we worked so hard on creating this material for you guys, and we're continually improving it as well. We're continually looking at it and being like, you know, this is really good. What can we do to make it even better? And we work so hard on our stuff. Like, there's no way that we're going to give it away for free.
No,
and
because
that's the same with any other content creator, any other author, any other person that's worth their salt in their field. They're not going to give you everything for free.
No way. No way. Absolutely. Absolutely not. As a business, it costs a lot of money to make a practice test, guys. So it's not a legitimate business if they're giving you, it's not a legitimate school or business if they're giving away the test for free. I like that. Good point, Jessica. Very key insight.
So let's just sum up before we finish today, guys. So first of all, you need to find something you enjoy reading. You need to read in order to improve your reading scores. That's logical. You just need to put in the effort to find something you like. And there, you can find something you like. There's just way too many words out there to not find something you like. And then step two is to choose a system. You need test strategies. You need to know exactly the three steps to take to find the headings, to match the headings, to answer true, false, not given. You need clear test strategies. And number three, you need to practice these test strategies, but don't mix up these steps. Practice last, guys. Yes. That's practice tests are last.
Don't do the practice first and then lose your confidence and then be a downward spiral. Well, this has been good, Jessica. Thanks for going through this today. This has been important. And guys, take our advice. If you want to get into our course, you can check it out right now at allearsenglish.com/keys. That's K-E-Y-S. And come on over. You can get right into the Facebook group today.
Awesome. Say hello and Lindsay and I can chat to you like today. That'd be awesome.
You got it. You got it. All right, Jessica, enjoy the day in Portland and I will see you tomorrow.
All right, cool. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.